This week, the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments testing a law called the Alien Tort Claims Act. This case involves a Mexican doctor kidnapped to stand trial in the U.S., but it also has major implications for human rights groups and multinational corporations. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
The Alien Tort Claims Act is more than 200 years old, and for most of that time it drew little attention. But that changed, especially when plaintiffs like Juan Carlos Galvez started using it. Galvez is an employee and union leader at a Coca-Cola bottling plant in Colombia. He and others have sued Coca-Cola and its Colombian bottlers in federal court in Miami for hiring thugs to intimidate and kill union activists in Colombia. Galvez says they've repeatedly threatened his life.
And not only me, but also my family, and especially my children. I was victim of an assassination attempt when two paramilitaries shot at the car I was traveling in multiple times. I believe the Coca-Cola company benefited from these human rights violations that were committed against union activists in Colombia.
Coca-Cola says the charges are false and that the case shouldn't be tried in the U.S. anyway. But plaintiffs in this and similar cases disagree, pointing to the wording of the once obscure statute. It gives U.S. district courts jurisdiction over civil cases filed by aliens over violations of the, quote, law of nations. Galvez's lawyer is Terry Collingsworth, director of the International Labor Rights Fund.
I think every company ought to be able to stand up and say, we are positive, 100% sure that nobody connected with our operation is involved in slavery, torture, or murder. That should be a fundamental rule of American business.
Collingsworth filed his first such case against a corporation back in 1996. It accuses Unical of using forced labor in Burma. Many other cases have followed, and business groups are worried. Bill Reinch, president of the National Foreign Trade Council, says more than 200 corporations are already fighting lawsuits. And he says most involve abuses by police, government troops, or security forces, not by the companies themselves.
If you really are not going to put any constraints on, you know, whether or not companies can be sued for things that happened anywhere in the world, done by anybody, because that's what these cases involve, U.S. companies being sued in U.S. courts for things that other people did in other countries, there really isn't any limit to how much that could grow.
Gary Huffbauer of the Institute for International Economics agrees.
When the statute was passed, there were really only two kinds of claims which were offenses against the law of nations that were contemplated. One was piracy, and the other was interfering with ambassadors in various ways. So what does an offense against the law of nations mean today? Well, it could mean almost anything.
Huffbauer points out that some companies have recently been sued merely for having done business in South Africa under the apartheid regime. And he suggests that any offense, from polluting the air to killing baby seals, could be fair game. But attorney Eric Beale of Human Rights First says critics of the law are exaggerating.
It's not open-ended, and the courts have been very clear while they've upheld use of this law for cases such as torture and other gross violations of human rights. They've thrown out cases that don't rise to that level. So far, no corporation has paid a penny in damages under the Alien Tort Claims Act.
The litigation has been costly, and Beale says it might make sense for the Supreme Court to provide more guidance about what kinds of cases pass muster. But he says that's not what business groups and the Bush administration have asked the court to do.
They've said we want to get rid of this entirely.
A decision is expected by summer. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.